Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you're with me, so happy that you are studying the Word of God. And whether you're studying in the book of Acts like we are right now or somewhere else, I just know this, the Lord wants to speak to all of us, and He will when we take the time to open the Bible and read it for ourselves. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin these studies, so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, here we sit at your feet again to learn from you. We're opening your Bible. We're looking into your words. And Lord, we want you to teach us. You're a faithful and loving God. And I know that you love every one of us, every person under the sound of my voice, everyone in the world, and that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins and to be raised from the dead after 3 days so that when we believe in you, we will have our sins forgiven. And we'll have eternal life with you. Lord, we ask you by your Holy Spirit to teach us from your word today and to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives are pleasing to you. Again, thank you for your word, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is A Voice Saying, Slay and Eat. It's taken from the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 7. Luke the physician wrote how the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter was come to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, You went in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me, upon the which when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And in chapter 11, verse 7 of the book of Acts, Luke shared how Peter said, I heard a voice saying unto me, Slay and eat. Where we read, And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. The verse begins, And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter. Luke began with the words, And I heard a voice, which means that I, Peter, was endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, and understanding a sound or tone of uttered words, saying unto me, or uttering, declaring, and proclaiming to me, Peter, arise, which means get, rise, or stand up. Peter, whose name means a little rock or stone, and was one of Jesus' disciples. Luke shared how Peter told the Jewish apostles and believers that a voice speaking to him by name instructed him to get up and to do the following. The verse continues, slay and eat. Luke added the word slay, which means sacrifice, kill, and slaughter, and eat, or and consume and devour. Luke shared how Peter told the Jewish apostles and believers the voice instructed him to sacrifice the animals that he saw on the linen sheet and consume them. When we think through Luke's words in this verse, we see how Peter continued to tell his story to the Jewish apostles and believers who wanted to know why he went to the Gentiles. Peter was told to sacrifice and eat the four-footed beasts, reptiles, and birds, which were non-kosher foods. And God used this to show him how he was not to resist sharing his gospel with pagan people. God loves everyone. And when they come to him through his son Jesus, who died on the cross for the sins of all mankind and was raised from the dead after 3 days as their personal Savior and Lord, he will forgive their sins and grant them everlasting life. Let all who are challenged by Peter's testimony yield to Jesus. Next time, Luke shares how Peter told the Jewish believers, I said, not so, Lord. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.